Well, I'm very pleased that, and you're very astute, but I'm pleased that you mentioned commencement. You know, commencement is a signature moment in the lives of all of our students, and certainly has been for me. So what we have done there is we have a very good group on campus, our applied research consultants, and we ask ARC to put together, help us put together a survey. So we have gone out with a survey to our graduating seniors, both undergraduates as well as graduate students, and ask their input on what would they prefer, given this is an unusual time. And the options include virtual commencement, as well as, and I might say, as well as a date later that we can have a special opportunity to acknowledge them, or would they prefer to be part of a future upcoming commencement? So we will know more as we get that information back, we analyze it, but we want to make sure that we don't forget them and the importance of their opportunity to be acknowledged for their accomplishments. From the standpoint of the chancellor search, I think it's clear that the candidates have been identified. Those will be done in terms of a virtual opportunity to interview them, and some very unique ways to make sure that the campus community is involved and is engaged. On the campus itself, we have, I'll be on the phone here on Zoom in a few minutes, interviewing one of the finalists for the Dean of Education. In addition to that, we'll be initiating other searches that need to be done. And you're right. I mean, there's the life of the university, and while it's different, there are things that need to continue, and that's our responsibility. And fortunately, knock on wood, we're able to stay healthy ourselves so that we can continue our duties and our responsibilities.